The Hunt. The Dog Doo-Doo Simple Sales Dog Cycle. Whether you are a retriever, pit bull, poodle, chihuahua, basset hound, or combination of a few of these petulant pooches, every dog must follow the same formula for sales success. The variation lies only in the style and approach of the execution of that formula. In all my years in sales, and in all my years in working with great salespeople, I have found that the sales process is fundamentally very simple. I have given you the critical mindsets and shortcut techniques to raise your effectiveness and find the pot of gold you seek. If your mind is right, the rest will follow. There is nothing sophisticated about direct sales. It all comes down to three basic parts: prospects, appointments, either telephone or face-to-face, making arrangements, closing. Gaining prospects. This is just a game, a simple and fun game. It is not a measure of your self-worth or intelligence. A dog with a ball will hit on every person in the park until someone agrees to throw it for him or her. He knows that eventually some kind soul out there will throw it, that it's not a matter of if, but when. As a sales dog, you have to have the same attitude. Major bone. Sales is a pure energy business. When two people come together in a sales situation, the person with the highest energy wins. To qualify or not to qualify, that is the question. There has been a lot said about whether you should spend time qualifying your leads. I don't believe you should worry about qualifying prospects in the beginning for four reasons. 1. Sales is an energy business. What you expend comes back. So just getting out there and speaking to people is valuable from an energy generation point of view. 2. You could be wrong. You might think prospect X has no obvious use for your product, but you don't know that for sure, and you don't know what he or she knows. It may be that he or she has a friend who is just desperate for your exact product and can't find it anywhere. You would never know that. 3. It will assist you in becoming desensitized to rejection, and you get to practice your objections on a relatively unimportant prospect. 4. The time you waste trying to learn if someone is interested or not could be more effectively used by just asking him or her. Your motto needs to be yes. Say yes to everything. Yes, you will go to the party. Yes, you will call someone's friend. Yes, you will volunteer to help a colleague or friend. All you want to do is get in contact with anyone who might have the remotest interest. You don't care if they like you, hate you, have money or no money. Just get in front of them. Leads are everywhere. A phone call, a friend of a friend, a random calling to a page in the phone book, a phone barrage, it doesn't matter. Step 1. You should never be talking to anybody who does not know who you are. Certainly, you should never talk to anyone who doesn't know who you are until you've talked to everyone who does. You should be seeing people who were referred to you or who have answered your marketing materials. Remember that all marketing materials, mail, fax, advertisements, or web pages, must include an offer that compels a person to respond and ask for more information. It could be a line on your homepage that offers a free report for signing up. How about an offer in a sales letter that offers a free consultation valued at $250 if taken advantage of by the end of the month? Use your imagination. Gaining prospects is the art of gaining interest through connections. There is always somebody who knows somebody. Look in annual reports, trade journals, business directories, news articles, and periodicals for names to send inquiries to. Prospects can be bought on lists from other companies and from sources who see the benefits of your product or opportunity for their customers. I've often paid a royalty to others for the use of their databases if any of their customers result in a sale. Talk to past users, customers, friends, and ask anyone and everyone for a lead. That will start the ball rolling. It's a simple process. Get a source or multiple sources of leads, send them offers, and see who puts up their hands for more info. There are your prospects. The rest should all be by referral.